Delighted to be joined now by Steelstown Brian Oakes footballer Neil Forrester, ahead of one of hashtag the toughest showdowns of the year, which sees Steelstown face off against Trim of Meath in the AIB GAA Football All-Ireland Intermediate Club Championship Final this Sunday at 3:30. The game will be streamed online on Sport TG Cahir YouTube, while tickets are also available through the GAA's website. That's gaa.ie/tickets. This year's AIB Club Championship celebrate hashtag the toughest players in Gaelic games, those who, despite adversity, don't quit, who persevere no matter how tough it gets, because tough can't quit. Neil Forrester, how are you?
Couldn't be better, let's be honest. It doesn't happen too often.
It's a great time for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a special occasion. I think after the semi-final, you see just how much it means to people. Obviously, winning Ulster was incredible and the emotions, but like the semi-final, I know that you're going to Croke Park. It's hard to believe, and the shock and the emotion, I think, on people's faces after we beat Nigel on Saturday was something that I'll have in my memory for a very long time. Between former chairman, coaches that we've had, people like some of the administrators that we've had to put in incredible sacrifice and work over the years, just to see tears in their eyes and they're hugging and thanking you. You realise just how special and lucky we are to be the players in the pitch.
And a lot of those people would have been around at the foundation of this club, because it's not a particularly old club. It started in the mid-80s, and unusually as well for a successful Derry club, you're a city club. Now, the city would generally be associated with, I'll use the word soccer because sometimes there's a bit of confusion when you say football. It would generally be associated with soccer.
Yeah, mostly. So we were founded mid-80s with Anthony McGurk, Derry legend, originally from Lavey, moved into the city. Was one of our founding members. I'm sure I've seen them after the pitch. I'm with Bob Delvin as well, and all of the founding members. They were so emotional. And I asked them, you know, did you ever think when you started the club that we'd end up here? And he said, oh, never could he ever have dreamed it, you know, in his wildest dreams. So it's been a hell of a journey, for a short one for our club. For a young club, we probably have still a fair bit of history. Obviously, the name of the club being Brian Oakes, Steelstown. With Brian Oakes passing away when he was 17. So a lot of our history is made up from off the pitch, and former captain of the ladies as well, Charlene Griffith, passed away when she was still playing as well. So we've had a lot of heartbreak off the pitch. On the pitch, this is actually the first year we've ever won Derry Championship. So they have the run that we've had, then they won Ulster and now be in Ireland final day in Croke Park. It's amazing for the short history that we've had.
There was a moment that encapsulated that county final win, and it was one of a million moments, but this one happened to be captured on camera. Colin Doherty, who people might know from his previous work with the website joe.ie, is now with Virgin Media. He plays his football now with Skerry's Harps because he lives in Dublin, but he's originally a Brian Oakes man. And he was doing the co-commentary the day of the final. And at the full-time whistle, he actually couldn't contain himself. When the camera panned around to him, and I think it was Alan Gunn who was on commentary, he just started crying and said, Alan, I can't talk. I have to join the huddle on the pitch. I have to be part of this. And off he went. And everyone understood. And it was just rammed home then what it meant to him personally, but also everyone in the club.
Yeah. We call him Scott, Colin Doherty. I'm very lucky we played together since we were maybe 16 years of age. We were watching it, and the day after, in the aftermath, we all seen the video then of him in tears and sprinting onto the pitch. It's just incredible. They watch that back and have a wee laugh about it too. But Scott's roast, we call him Scott, Conan's wrote a lot of articles in the past about our heartbreaks and losing finals by 1 point. They finally get over the line, and then the outburst of emotion from them. It was a beautiful moment captured.
It might seem like a silly question. It might be a question that you can't answer, but what was the difference this season? How were you able to win this season but couldn't before?
There was a stage I thought it was never going to happen. We were never going to win Derry, and that was our Everest. Well, that's what we thought was Everest, was trying to win Derry, and we'd fallen so many times because we've never won a league or a championship at any grade at men's level. We lost the junior final. We've always got promoted through playoffs. Had a brief spell at senior and came back down. Lost in 2016. The difference this year, so incredible group of young boys that are coming through. We've had more players playing in county minor squads. over the years. Owen Kincannon, Ben McCarron, Donica Gilmore, obviously won Ireland this year. Coupled with some top class club players that have been playing at A grade throughout their underage career. So our standards have just been slowly creeping up and boys getting exposed to a better standard of football, which is obviously very good in Derry. So having those young boys finally push through to the senior squad, blending with the older lads, has just sort of been the perfect storm that we finally got over the line. I'd say our mental toughness is probably the thing that sets us apart. We lost in Derry. We had a bit of a hoodoo over us over Castle Dawson. We just couldn't seem to beat them. We beat them in the quarterfinal. Started to get belief in ourselves from there. Greenock, we beat in the county final, which was obviously a huge challenge for us to finally win a Derry championship. We had never beaten Greenock as well. A lot of that comes down to some of them young boys, the mental toughness, or maybe it's the lack of fear or history that maybe some of the older players had. We had maybe a bit of baggage. They add that extra wee bit of fresh spark and fearlessness that maybe we've shown for the rest of the championship as well.
Brian Oakes don't come from what I'd call the football heartland in Derry, so I presume you've had all the stuff thrown at you that all city clubs and town clubs tend to get, especially if they haven't been successful, that you're soft and you're windy.
We've always had to listen to that.
Is that done now, do you think?
I would like to think it is, yeah. I think this gives us a bit of legitimacy that we've, even won in Derry, I think would have put a lot of those noises to bed, but they won Ulster and now you have the run that we have. I think a lot of people have, from every club, you know, have been incredibly supportive of us. Very happy to see us doing well. Hopefully that puts to bed that, oh, you're just soccer guys and, you know, you haven't got what it takes and all the rest. Hopefully that's all put to bed. And I think it is. There's our team's made up of all Derry City lads, which wasn't always the case. The club would have had a lot of people from outside the city starting to live in Derry and then sort of join Staystown, and that made up a lot of the players in the senior team. Whereas now our entire panel is made up of boys that have grown up in Derry City and come through Staystown's underage, you know, which is a fantastic thing to be able to say, that I'm sure Anthony McGurk and Philip Devlin wouldn't have expected, you know, when they started the club, where it was going to end up. So we're truly a Derry City team, and we're really proud of that as well.
There's a fantastic energy around Derry when you go there now, and I think a lot of it is because it's now kind of selling itself as a tourist destination. There's a lot going on there generally. All jokes aside, Derry Girls has helped because it's shone a kind of positive light on the place and people are going there to see the mural, and it just creates a kind of a friendly vibe about the place. But it is a city that has had a tough history. Does that tough history mean anything to your generation? And do you kind of realise how important the joy you're bringing is? Or is that kind of more for the older generation of the club, that, you know, they've been through a tough time, so it's nice to give them a bit of joy now?
That's a tough question to answer. I think it's just part of your makeup as being from Derry. Yeah. You know, there's obviously a lot of challenges and adversity that a lot of our parents face. There's a tricky time. Obviously, very emotional weekend last weekend with Bloody Sunday and things like that. Hopefully, we show a bit of the characteristics that those families who shows that, you know, we've got a bit of perseverance, hard grit as Derry people, that we don't give up. We could have gave up on Gaelic football in the city. A lot of people didn't. Hopefully we show by that in the pitch that we had never won leagues, we never won championships. We didn't give up, we kept fighting. I think that's just part of the makeup of people of Derry, and hopefully we can show that on Sunday too.
I consider myself very lucky to get to Derry quite a lot for work, and it's a great place. What about your opponents this Sunday, Trim? It's going to be a tough game, isn't it?
Yeah, they're very good. We've got a bit of tape on them and watched them a few times now. They're obviously top quality. We're fully aware this isn't going to be, I'll just show up, enjoy the occasion, and hopefully they just hand it to us. Absolutely not. They are top quality opponents, some real talented footballers, some top quality forwards in there as well. Plenty of county experience, regardless if it's football. I know a few of the lads have done hurling as well. You know, so they're your state big occasions. Top quality team. I think it's going to be a real tight game. Whoever can have that mental toughness will probably come out as the victors.
And what does does it mean to you to get to play a game in Croke Park? I'm not sure if you've ever played there before, but certainly it would be your first time doing it with your club, and that'll probably mean even more.
Yeah, I'm fortunate that I played Derry Minors. I already played in the Ireland final, actually, as a Derry Minor 2007, which we lost. But to go there as representing your club is completely different than representing your county. You dream as a youngster of playing there, but it's always in a Derry shirt because it's nearly beyond comprehension or your dreams that you can go there with your club. You know, you forget that that's a possibility because it's so far down the track. You have to win Derry, win Ulster, won a semi-final. It's going to be incredibly special. Something that we have to put to the back of our minds, unfortunately, as players right now. I know people say you got to enjoy the occasion and all the rest, but you know, we're there to do a job, to try and win this match. When it's all said and done, we can look around us and embrace those incredible moments and the memories hopefully we've made for a lot of people in our community.
Well, Neil, no matter what happens at the weekend, it's been a great season for Steelstown. Brian Oakes, the very best of luck in the AIB GAA Football All-Ireland Intermediate Club Championship Final in Croke Park on Sunday against Trim.
Thank you very much, Ashley. Good luck.